Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope everything's going well around your house, and whatever project that you might be tackling, I hope it's going well. I'm Danny Lipford, and I'm kind of flying solo this week. My friend Joe, my co-host, is having some power problems and some internet problems because of a lot of storms that blew through his rural Connecticut area where he lives. So I'll be here along with my engineer, Dennis Gould, to take care of all of your home improvement questions that you might have. And we've got a lot going on with a lot of emails and a lot of questions that'll be coming in from all over the country. And we certainly want to encourage you to send in any emails that you may have. todayshomeowner.com/ask is how you can do that. And also our Today's Homeowner hotline, 1-800-946-4420. It's a very easy way for you just to pick up the phone and let us know what's on your mind. A comment, a question, maybe you have a tip that's worked well for you in the past. We want to hear. Again, 800-946-4420. And it's amazing how many engagements and how many messages we get through the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. We would encourage you to do that as well. And also, if you join us there on the Today's Homeowner Facebook page, you'll get the notifications on the many Facebook Lives that we do, what we call Talk to Today's Homeowner. And we would love to, you know, share some of the content that we provide there. And we do those all over the country when we're traveling and so forth, as well as in the studio. And every time, I guarantee you'll get something that you can use around your house. You know, one important member of our team that's behind the scenes, Dennis Gould, is our engineer, but also he listens a lot. He listens to a lot of the things that we talk about over the years. He's been with us for a number of years, and he's an avid home improver. He's always got something going on there. And Dennis, what have you been working on here lately? I know you're always got something that you're noodling around with. What's been going on?
Well, you're very much an inspiration to me.
Oh boy.
oh, Captain, my Captain. And that's especially true when it comes to keeping and working a list. I know you like that. It really pushes me to get things done.
Oh, good.
Well, next on my list, tankless water heater maintenance.
Oh, okay.
And in particular, what this is about is removing accumulated mineral deposits.
But right there, people are leaning forward and saying, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I got a tankless water heater. I thought I would never have to do that again.
Au contraire.
Yeah, that surprises a lot of people. And if you don't, what do you end up with? Because you had a little issue, I think.
Yeah, the tankless water heater owner's favorite, a cold sandwich. Yeah, that's when you're in the middle of the shower, cruising along with some nice hot water, and then suddenly cold, and only cold for about 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. Then the hot water comes back, and there's your cold sandwich. Can I get you a beverage? But that cold sandwich is usually indicative of a buildup of mineral deposits inside the water heater. So time to flush it. Mm-hmm. So I grab a 5-gallon bucket, submersible pump, 2 short hoses, or I use washing machine hoses.
Right, uh-huh.
And 3 gallons of regular grocery store vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
You take off the faceplate, you turn off the AC, there's either a switch or you can just unplug it, turn off the gas and the water inlet,
uh-huh.
And you'll see a little wire filter at the inlet. Make sure that's cleaned. You can rinse that out. There are probably little rocks and things in there. Then hook up your hoses to the tankless. The inlet hose is screwed into the pump, and the outlet hose will just hang free in the bucket.
Right.
Now, with the pump in the bucket, pour in the 3 gallons of vinegar, and then turn on your pump. The vinegar will circulate through the tankless and flush out the mineral deposits. And the experts say let that run for 45 minutes to an hour for best results. Now, let me offer this advice. Make sure your hoses are tight before you turn on the pump. On my first try, they were not tight. I turned on the pump, the hose jumped off, and I was doused with vinegar. A walking pickle.
You know, vinegar is a nice smell when you apply it to certain foods or
salad.
Something like, yeah, salad, something like that, but not when you're wearing it all over you. I agree with you there.
Good for a shirt.
Not at all.
Well, I learned from that first attempt when I became the pickle and have done it with tight fittings once a year for about the last 6 years. Always during the warm months, which is 9 months of the year here on the Gulf Coast. But that's how I prevent the February cold sandwich.
And that's one of those apprehensive moments where you go, I wonder if the hot water will return, because, you know, it runs out and you're not really sure. I mean, you can't. Well, I hope this is a cold sandwich that I'll be able to have some heat on the other side. But you never do know that sometimes.
Some heat dessert. But generally, that's when it goes away for about 10, 15 seconds. Of course, it takes a little bit. It seems much longer in the winter. But anyway, once you let that pump run for an hour or so, and of course, there's no access to hot water in the house at that time. Mm-hmm. So you let it run, and what I usually do is go and do other things in the yard and come back and check every 15 minutes or so. And as I do, I can see the vinegar becoming cloudy. So you can see it's really working, really, really cleaning out your tankless water heater.
All right, sure.
And after an hour, turn off your pump and do all those steps in reverse, and you'll have good, steady hot water. And no more cold sandwiches.
Absolutely. And to make your water heater last a lot longer, just like with a tanked water heater, if you have a tanked one instead of a tankless, then still really advisable to drain that water heater. And I always am surprised at what comes out of a water heater like that. So one of the things you can do is go to todayshomeowner.com and check out draining water heater. We've got step-by-step instructions on exactly how to do it. And it's really not that hard. But what happens is you have all type of sediment that settles down in that tank. After a while, it starts affecting the efficiency of that unit, and you're going to have less hot water, and that water heater's not going to last as long. So it's so easy to do that. Great project to do this weekend. Again, go to todayshomeowner.com, and you can find out step-by-step how to do that. We're going to check back with Dennis in a little bit with some more of his projects. And he always has an interesting take on some of the things he's doing. But, hey, coming up this hour, we got a lot of things that we want to share with you, including options if you have a dark den of the 70s. You know what I'm talking about, where you have the dark paneling and you wonder, what can you do? There's a lot of opinions out there about it. And to tell you the truth, there's a lot of options that we'll share with you on what you can do to make that room look bright, clean, and make it feel like it's the year 2020 instead of 1978. So we'll share with you a few of those things. Also, we're going to be talking about window replacement. You know, when you start trying to take that very important element, component of your home and change it, what are the things that you need to know? We're going to help a listener that's pondering that right now, a little confused by all the different opinions that they've received. We'll cut through all of that and give you some opinions of our own that we have certainly used and some of the things that you need to know so that you avoid possibly some expensive decisions that you make there. Now, another thing, you know, when you're dealing with trying to repair a popcorn ceiling, that is a big challenge for a lot of people because it's not that easy, especially when a piece of tape starts coming loose. We're going to talk about that and some of the little tricks that we've learned that actually includes a water bottle, a spray bottle, to kind of loosen things up. You have to finesse it a little bit to make sure that works. Of course, we got a best new product, a really cool best new product coming up for you, as well as, even though my buddy Joe's not here, he's forwarded us a really good simple solution that I'll be able to share with you. Also, I want to tell you about a survey that we're doing. Now, you know, surveys can be pretty intrusive and so forth, but we have something that we really want your help because, you know, there's nothing more valuable here than today's homeowner than our listeners. You know, we really want to deliver the most trusted, practical information that we can possibly do to keep your home looking and running great. That's why we want to hear from you through this listener survey. Now, whether you'd like to suggest a topic, have a segment idea, or just let us know what we can do to improve the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, we want to hear from you. And each listener who completes our very brief, easy-to-fill-out survey will be entered to win one of three $100 Home Depot gift cards. So it's very, very easy. Here's all you have to do. Go to todayshomeowner.com/survey to share your opinions and give us some great feedback. And that's just that way we can make sure that we're giving you the kind of information that you want. There's so many different ways that you can, talk about home improvement. We want to make sure that we're delivering just what you want. Now, we have that and a whole lot more. I want to remind you about the emails, because we certainly have a lot of people sending in emails these days. Todayshomeowner.com/ask is how you can do that. And also our phone number again, 800-946-4420. We're getting ready for a very busy hour here on Today's Homeowner, and certainly want you to be a part of it. We've got a lot of different tips and tricks that we're going to share with you, just like we do every week. We have a few stations that we're going to talk about, some very special parts of the country that we are now airing in, and we certainly have a lot more to share with you. Also, hey, thanks a lot for all of the great emails of people that are now watching the Today's Homeowner television show on Amazon Prime and Crackle. We've certainly got a lot of people that are finding out about us, and the next thing you know, they'll be listeners right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Hey, thanks for being with us. Get ready. We're about to have a big time here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app, delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it, and a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order so you can keep doing what you do best, whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here. Usually my buddy Joe Truini's with me. He's off this week because he's having a few problems with some storm damage in the Connecticut area there with internet and power and so forth. So we hope he can get back together up there. But we want to let you know that we got plenty of information to share with you, like we do each and every week. And one of the things we always like to do is to put a spotlight on one of the great radio stations that carry the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. This one's in Gardner, Massachusetts. It's WGAWAM 1340. And a special hello to the owner of the station, Stephen Wendell. We appreciate you airing the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. And we also appreciate all the great calls we get from the Massachusetts area. There's, of course, a lot of older homes there, a lot of things that have to be done to keep the homes looking good and working well. So we appreciate everybody that reaches out to us all the time. We have a number of those Massachusetts calls and emails we're going to get to in just a little while. And again, encourage you at 1-800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to get to as many of those calls as we possibly can. And again, that email, to be able to email us at any time, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Another thing I want to remind you about is the Today's Homeowner newsletter. Very easy to go to todayshomeowner.com, and you can click on the newsletter icon there, and you'll be able to receive the information that we send out every Thursday morning. Over 130,000 people are now receiving the Today's Homeowner newsletter. Great way to get some fresh seasonal information right in your inbox. Hey, we want to help as many people as we can, and we're going to start out in Pennsylvania with Diane. Diane, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be talking with you.
Well, good. We want to help you any way we can here. I understand you live in an older home. Tell us about some of the things you're considering in terms of how to attack this paneling.
Well, I really like plaster walls, and I'm not sure if I want to go with plaster or drywall. But the one thing I know is I want to get rid of the paneling. I've looked at it for 23 years since we bought this house, and I'm really tired of it. mm-hmm. and I don't know how to go about dealing with it. Should I remove the paneling and then deal with what's underneath, or should I just put something over top of the paneling?
Okay. Well, we've done it all. I've done everything that you can imagine when you're talking about paneled walls like that. And now, let me ask you this. Do you happen to know the thickness of the paneling? And the reason I ask this is because most sheets of paneling would be about a quarter to, you know, about a quarter inch thick, something like that. Is that what you feel that you have, is actual sheets of paneling?
That's what I would think, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's far more common than not. So here are several options, and I hope this doesn't confuse you on the different ways to go, but I can kind of point out the pros and cons of it. First of all, you can remove all of the paneling. In order to do that, you're going to have to remove your crown molding, window moldings, base moldings, and so forth. The advantage in doing that is basically you're getting rid of that that sheeting that you have in there, and then you can add additional insulation if you need it, and you can also alter any of your electrical, adding some outlet switches, running speaker wires, running more cable lines. So you have access to the interior of the walls if you need that. And so that's one of the advantages in doing it. Certainly, this is a little more expensive because then after your drywall's up, then you have to come back and put that the moldings back up. But if you're careful with it and you're removing that molding very carefully, nothing wrong with pulling those nails right out, putting it right back in place, because that molding you have in the house there is probably basically better quality than you probably would be able to purchase. So that's one way of going about it, but you can install the drywall over the paneling. The challenge there, again, you don't want to butt that down on top of any of your molding. You're still needing to take that molding off. You're just saving the step of not having to take the paneling off. But one of the things, Diane, is the electrical outlets and the switches. You're going to have to move those out of the thickness of that drywall. So that'll be something that you may want an electrician to take care of, because that's a kind of a tedious type of project right there in order to do that. But now, if you like a plaster look, you can really apply a plaster finish to drywall with just a little bit of texture to get that type of look on it.
You can do that to drywall.
Yes, ma'am. You absolutely can. And so, most commonly it's called orange peel, but the experienced drywall finishers can adjust what they call their hopper gun in order to apply it just a little bit different thickness so that it does simulate plaster walls a lot. Because a lot of times when you're in an older house and you're putting, you don't want this, you know, slick drywall right next to a heavily textured wall. So this is a way that you can blend all of that in and make it look like it's original part of the house.
Well, that's very interesting. I didn't know that.
Certainly. And guys are used to doing that. And, you know, of course, so many times nowadays people want smooth walls, smooth ceilings and things like that. But there's a lot of advantages to having just a little bit of texture on that wall. It'll cover up any little deficiency and it looks great once it's all painted. I would still recommend on interior walls using an eggshell finish on it. That gives you a little bit of washability, but still is a great coating to put on the wall.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind then.
Okay, well, good. Sounds like you got a good project ahead of you. Just have to decide whether or not you want to, you might get someone to remove just a little bit of the paneling and look behind there, because it'll be a big advantage if you can add that extra insulation that you may not have in that wall.
Uh-huh. Yes. One of the walls faces the weather side of the house.
Uh-huh.
So extra insulation there would be a big help.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's well worth it to pull that paneling down. It's not that hard of a project. So, well, good, Diane. If we can help you any other way, let us know. And I think you're on the right track. And the thing about it is, after you have it all done and it's nice, solid walls there, your house is going to be more energy efficient. It's going to look more like 2020. And it definitely is going to have a brighter look than dark paneling.
Okay, that sounds wonderful, Danny.
Okay, well, thanks so much for being a part of the show this week. Let us know if we can help you again.
I will. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great weekend. Now, that's we want to remind you now, we have answered this question many, many times. We've covered it on our television show. We've created a lot of videos that can help you. If you're facing the same thing Diane is facing with that, I always call it the dark den of the 70s. Well, there's a lot of other options. Actually, another way that you can do that as a kind of more immediate improvement is actually just to paint the paneling. And we have instructions step by step online to be able to tell you how to do that, because it involves is a little deglossing, which can be done with a liquid sandpaper material, or you can use just some 200 grit sandpaper to lightly sand the surface, wipe it down, put a good bonding primer on the walls, and then you can come back with your favorite color right over it. And yes, you still have the vertical grooves in the paneling, so you know it's painted paneling. But the next step you can do is to actually prime it, then use drywall joint compound and a 6-inch drywall knife and go ahead and fill in every one of those grooves. Might take two coats because you're going to have a little bit of shrinkage there that'll require that second coat. Some light sanding, painting, and then it's going to be very hard for anyone to know that that's paneling versus drywall. That's another way that you can get that look without having to remove everything. But like we told Diane, if you have an opportunity to insulate and improve the efficiency of your home on any project that you might be doing, take advantage of it, because that'll pay you back those dividends every single time. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking about windows, a very important part, a very important component on it to your home. What's involved when you decide to replace the windows? Do you need to replace them all at one time? And what type would be the best for your home? We'll explore all of that and a whole lot more when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started.
Call Today's Homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420. Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. There's nothing more frustrating than trying to stop a leak, especially if you caused it yourself with maybe a misplaced nail or screw. Now, you want a fast, easy solution, and that's where AquaSeal tape from Nashua Tape comes in. This 3-inch wide tape seals and protects both wet and dry surfaces. So you think about it. You can use it on gutters, galvanized pipes, vinyl siding, aluminum, glass, and wood. It's ideal for patch and repair use where moisture is present, and it provides a permanent bond. In fact, you can even use it underwater where repairs would ordinarily be completely impossible. Now, the extra wide 3-inch roll offers plenty of coverage, and the tape itself remains pliable so it doesn't dry, harden, or crack, which means that quick repair will last a long, long time. And for more information on this Nashua tape, this 3-inch AquaSeal tape, you can log on to homedepot.com. I can think of a situation right now where I have a large garbage can that somehow has gotten abused, and it's got a big crack right on the side of it, and so it requires a be fairly strong. I can certainly see where that would work out very, very well. So you can check it out by going to homedepot.com, and again, that's AquaSeal tape. Right now, we're going to head right to Michigan, and we have Chip on the line talking about windows. Chip, welcome to the show.
We have a mid-60s home with old traditional lateral sliding windows, and they're not very efficient, and the screens are getting real bad, and we're supposed to repairing the screens. We're thinking about getting some new windows. We were considering maybe starting with Pella, because that's, from what I understand, kind of the top of the pile in terms of quality. But we're wondering if you have any recommendations.
Well, certainly do. I can kind of take you through a kind of a quick window clinic here. Pella windows certainly are one of the best. They're, as you said, top of the heap there. And they have the ability to be retrofit very easily. Now, what that means is you're going to have that measurement of that opening very accurately, because they will make the window to fit that opening. Now, along with that, Anderson is also a very good window in that regards. And what I put in my house is Geldwin windows. They've been around a long time, and I love them. I mean, they're great. But you can't go wrong with any of those top brands like that. But some are better than others in terms of the availability for retrofit situations. So now Anderson has a program called Renewal by Anderson, which they will come out, measure, and give you a price and everything. So that would be one way to go. Now, most of the windows you're looking at there, Chip, will be wood windows with aluminum cladding on the outside. That's one of the highest quality windows that you'll be able to get. They also have some windows that are actually made from fiberglass. That's getting to be more and more popular for the obvious reasons. You don't have any water damage ever on those, and you can paint or stain those. So several options of those. You can't go wrong with any of those upper tier brands. But now a lot of people are considering, and probably the most popular window is a vinyl replacement window. And you see those advertised all over the place with different companies like Window World and Champion Windows and all of those. And back years ago, you know, before the 08, 09, and 2010, where the economy started faltering a little bit, there were a lot of small regional companies making vinyl windows. They would buy all of the equipment. They would make all of these. Not all of those were real good, and most of those didn't make it through the economic downturn. So the bigger, stronger companies made it, and a lot of those, the vinyl windows, are actually reinforced with steel inside the extrusion. So that's what you want. You want a reinforced vinyl window if you go that route. So don't just discount those as cheap, inexpensive windows, because some of those really have a lot of features that you'll want, including argon gas that's injected between the two panes of glass that really help on the energy efficiency of it. And that all of those things are considerations. Of course, the main thing you want is maintenance free and energy efficiency. So I would, if you wanted to spend a little extra money, those main brands certainly will do it. But if you want to stay a little more reasonable on the cost, vinyl replacement windows are a very viable way of getting that energy efficiency. Because if you think about it, you look at all the windows in your house, it's a pretty darn important part of your home, because that's what's going to keep you more comfortable and keep your energy bill down more than ever. Hey, want to jump to some of the emails here. Again, appreciate all the emails coming in, and you can send one at todayshomeowner.com/ask. This one came in from Julie in Wisconsin. On one of your previous TV shows, you enclosed a loft to create a sleeping area. I'd like to do something similar, only I don't want to completely close off the space. I was thinking of some kind of curtain, but I'm not sure how to hang it from a sloped ceiling. I'd like to be able to open up the loft when it's not in use. Any suggestions? Well, Julie, I could think of several things there. It makes me think of this church I went to one time that had this big vaulted ceiling, and they actually had a curtain that would close, that they could close on an angle like that. And I'm not sure exactly how they did it, but I could see where you could actually take a curtain rod where you could mount it. And my only concern is just I'm not sure how. When I describe this, you might not think of it as something looking that attractive, but you could actually mount a traditional curtain rod that has the slide that you're able to open and close it, and mount it on that vaulted ceiling, and then just hook to the little brackets that go up and down it, and then you just tie it off when you want it closed, and it closes, and then it folds down together. Kind of hard to describe, but I think that could be done, or you could just go with a traditional straight rod and then just have something fixed above that in the vaulted area. Either way, it's my concern for you would be how attractive or unattractive that might be when you have that rod actually mounted on the ceiling. But there's several ways that you can do it, and I would suggest you kind of look at it very carefully before you do it and look at some of the curtain rods. But I would go with a high quality curtain rod if you do it, because it's going to be challenged raising that curtain up and bringing it right back down. Hey, coming up, we're going to have another simple solution for you, as well as we're dealing with another ceiling issue that may be a little more common than the one we're talking about here. We've got a lot of information to share with you, like we do every week, right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Are you looking for a quick and inexpensive way to let fresh air in while keeping insects out? Check out Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a simple-to-install solution that attaches to your existing door frame with no tools needed, either inside or out, on single or sliding doors, and the durable mesh can stay up year-round. Plus, the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Cool off the easy way with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. Visit duckbrand.com today. Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet & Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet & Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet & Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet & Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaningsavings. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you Track Safe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. Track Safe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant Track Safe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. Here at Today's Homeowner, we strive to deliver the most trusted, practical information you need to keep your home looking and running great. That's why we want to hear from you through our listener survey. Whether you'd like to suggest a topic, have a segment idea, or want to let us know how we can improve, we want to hear from you. Each listener who completes our brief survey will be entered to win one of three $100 Home Depot gift cards. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/survey now to share your opinions. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here. Usually my buddy Joe Truini is with me. This week he's taking off because he's having a little issue with his power. He's had a little storm blow through Connecticut, and so he's not able to join us, but he'll be back stronger than ever next week. Right now we want to jump around and get as many calls answered as we possibly can. We're going to go to North Carolina, and Mary's on the line. Mary, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. Hopefully we can solve this problem for you, because when you have with popcorn ceilings, there's always a little bit of a challenge. Tell us what's happening at your house.
Yes, I have a bathroom with a cathedral ceiling that's a popcorn finish, the walls are wallpapered. The sheetrock tape, I think that's on the end of the sheetrock, is separating on the ceiling side. I have tried seam adhesive, and it didn't do anything. Do you have any other suggestions on what I might do to try to glue it back down that I'm not messing with the ceiling that much?
Okay. So this is where the ceiling butts down to the wall.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of times just a little bit of movement here and there, no real settling, more of an expansion and contraction thing allows that to pop loose, a pretty common thing. I would. How much do you have? Is it just one spot, or is it all the way around? How big of an area?
There are about four different areas that are about 2 inches long.
Okay. All right. Well, that's manageable. Well, one of the things that you have a problem with there is that it dries out so much that when you know, it's just very brittle. So here's what I've done in the past on this, and I'll have to say you're only up to about maybe a 50-50 chance of of really making this disappear, but maybe we can improve it drastically. Mm-hmm. But I took a spray bottle of water, and I just lightly sprayed that tape. Just a little bit, just so that it's not disturbing the texture on it. And that will make it a little more pliable. And then the glue that I used is just a regular white glue, just like we used back in school, like an Elmer's white glue.
Okay.
And you put it along there while it's slightly damp, and then push it back in place, again, being as careful as you can not to, press the vermiculite that makes up the popcorn ceiling, and try to push that in place and just hold it for a little bit, wipe any excess glue you have off. Then, if you can get a piece of painter's tape, you know, like the green or the blue painter's tape that you use, and then apply it right over the seam so that it holds it together to allow it to dry. And then I would leave it on there for a day. And again, you're just real delicately working this so that you're not, affecting that texture. Then the next day, very, very carefully peel that tape off and see what you have. Now, a lot of times after you do that, you may still have a crack here and there that you can take a tiny bit of caulk and caulk that little seam there. And you'd be surprised how easy that is. A lot of times that'll completely disappear.
Okay, very good. I'll give that a try then.
Okay, be careful on that ladder if you have to get on the ladder. We don't want you falling down.
Very good, I will. Thank you very much for the information. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Mary. You have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. A lot of times those challenges with popcorn ceilings will be that way. You just have to work it in a very fragile way. And boy, I'll tell you, if you're looking at a popcorn ceiling and you're saying, I really wish that it was a nice smooth ceiling, well, hundreds and thousands of people are scraping those ceilings off, and we have the right way of doing it, and we have a formula that's very easy to mix up in a pump-up sprayer that'll make it so much easier, and even a couple specialized tools for removing that popcorn texture. You can find about all of that, see videos, everything at todayshomeowner.com. Just put in removing popcorn ceilings, and you'll have plenty of reading material there so that you're doing it right the first time. Let's go to some emails here. This is from, Brookhaven, Georgia, or Brookhaven in Georgia. No, Allie from Brookhaven, Georgia writes, our 40-year-old brick home has several spots where the mortar has cracked and fallen out. I'd like to fix this without having to hire a brick mason. Is there an easy way to mix my own mortar and get it into those joints without making a big mess? Or should I just bite the bullet and spend the money on a mason? Hey, this is a great question, and something I was dealing with on a house just the other day. And well, first of all, yes, you can buy pre-mixed mortar and do the job yourself. But in addition to the mortar, you'll need to find something here called a grout bag, which is like a heavy-duty cake decorating funnel that you use to force the grout into those mortar joints. It can be a little messy until you get the hang of it, but it's extremely effective. Now, the second part of that is using the right material, and Quikrete makes a mortar repair material that's a sanded acrylic formula that will adhere to brick, block, stone, concrete surfaces, just about anything. But unlike a normal caulk, it has a texture and color that blends in perfectly with surrounding mortar. Now, it comes in a tube similar to caulk, but it has a square applicator tip that allows you to create smooth mortar joints. So either way you go, you'll get a good, flawless repair. But I would recommend using QuickRete Mortar Repair. It's designed exactly for this type of repair. And you can find out more information by going to QuickRete.com. And that's QUIKRETE.com. They've got a lot of solutions to any kind of common concrete or mortar problems you'll find. They've got some great videos that we've helped put together for them over the years, and a lot of different answers to your questions. Hey, coming up, it's Simple Solution Time. I'll share one with you that I think you'll find very, very useful around your house. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, and I'll be right back.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app, delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it, and a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order so you can keep doing what you do best, whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
For the next tile project in your home, do you want the grout that stains or the grout that doesn't stain? Fusion Pro single component grout is guaranteed stain-proof and color perfect. This revolutionary formula is in a class by itself. Fusion Pro is ready to use right from the bucket. Plus, it's easy to spread and clean, no mixing or sealing required. Fusion Pro is available in 40 designer colors to match today's tile trends. Grout like a pro with Fusion Pro from Custom Building Products.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Well, welcome back to the show. Joe's not with me this week. He's taking the week off to try to get his power back on at his house there, but he did pass along another simple solution for me. And I'll remind you, as I do most weeks, that you can see over 500 video versions of Simple Solution by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. Here's one I kind of like, especially this time of the year. A lot of us are supplementing our cooling systems with fans, and whether you're using the fan inside or outside, how about adding a little element of fragrance to it? By actually, you can just take a hook or a clothespin of some type and use a scented dryer sheet. I always love the smell of those things. It always makes things seem so fresh. You just attach it to the front of the fan, and as the fan's blowing, it'll fill the room up with that great smell. Now, if you have something like a basement that you have more of a musty smell or anything like that, you might try it there as well. It's just simply spreading that fragrance throughout. And when you're talking about a simple solution, solution to any odor smell that you might have, or if you just want to enhance the smell in your house, how simple is that? Just attaching the scented dryer sheet to the front of that portable fan. And again, you can see a video version of this as well as a 500 more by going to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution. We're going to squeeze another email in here because I wanted to get to as many of these as we can. This came in from Nancy in Dalton, Georgia. I live in North Georgia, and there's a lot of red clay in the soil, which makes it nearly impossible to grow flowers and vegetables. Now, I've tried tilling up the soil and using fertilizers, but nothing seems to grow except weeds, of course. Do you have any suggestions? Well, certainly I've dealt with a lot of situations like this. Actually, at my new house, I had one particular area of the yard, for some reason, that I've tried to plant some trees and some shrubs, and as soon as we started digging it, we realized it was just about all clay. So the thing you really need to do is introduce as much peat moss as well as sand in with that soil, and that probably will require you to remove some of that clay so that you have room for this other material that's going to drain a lot better, because that's what you're really wanting it to be, to where it's loose enough, where the roots will grow and the water can penetrate through there, nursing those roots. And you just can't do that with clay. It will just not work at all. So what you'll want to do, Nancy, is to get rid of that area where you're working, where your flowers and vegetables are going to be planted. And a lot of times they call it mucking out, and go ahead and maybe take the top 6 or 8 inches of that clay out of there and then replace it with a good mixture of topsoil and peat moss. And I would certainly include some sand with that as well, and just mix it all up, and it creates the perfect scenario for growing those vegetables. Now, I also have some raised beds, and I did the exact same thing with it, using that same mixture, so that I've got a very good quality soil, and those vegetables are growing like crazy. Of course, it's pretty hot out there, so it does require a lot of irrigation to make them grow. Hey, that's going to pretty much wrap up the first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. And as I always say, if your station that you're listening to does not carry the second hour, well, don't fret. Just go to todayshomeowner.com and click on Listen, and you'll be able to hear the second hour. And also, while you're there, check out our radio blog that fills in a lot of information that we've shared with you each and every week here on today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you've been able to spend this hour with us. I'm Danny Lippard. Thanks for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.